Hello and welcome to our third episode in the first arc of our year. My name is Steven Sugumar and you are joining us for the Java with Sugar podcast. I'll pass this to my colleague Peter.
Hey everybody, Peter McMullen. It's great to be on the podcast again.
Thank you. On today's episode, we'll explore trends in field service in relation to revenue solutions. This topic might be important for listeners to understand what are some of the trends in the ecosystem to best take advantage of monetizing your field service organization. Again, thank you for joining, and we'll jump right in. So Peter, you had a great chat with Eric in the last episode. What do you think is a popular trend in this area?
Yeah, I think, and Eric called it out, we discussed it a little bit last episode, but I think a big one is being able to empower a greater percentage of your staff to be selling and give them the tools to be able to do that. I think we're seeing a lot of trends towards especially your frontline service technicians in service industries, because they're interacting with the customer in a way that is directly and visibly helpful. I think that that puts them in a good position just on a relationship basis to be able to have an easier time selling, or at least especially if the customer is asking for recommendations and things like that. It's not about increasing the ask of what your service technician is doing, but giving them the tools to act on things that they're hearing on site. Eric mentioned things like being able to generate a quote while standing there with the customer based off of a recommendation, based off of their questions about how to improve certain things. And we're also seeing things like being able to recognize that while you're on site, there's another part that may be under warranty and might need some preventive maintenance or something like that. And you can actually go and like do an inspection, set up and do the repair all while on site, giving the technician those tools to be able to react to things that they're maybe being asked. This means that, you know, there's less of a constrictive experience for the customer and for the technician. I think another big one too is when we're looking at customer account details and how much access we get to those and how much we can use those. So taking into account certain details about your customers and being able to generate promotions from that, to generate leads off of those, and also having the ability to kind of empower your workforce to make those account changes. So being able to change the phone number of your clients, adding family members, ensuring that in future interactions the customer feels that they are not just a single image, but a growing and adapting image. I think, how do you feel about kind of those two big callouts?
Yeah, I think empowerment is a big one, right? Like you said, I mean, they're frontline, you know, they're there. Why not take that relationship and maintain that customer satisfaction, even simply just changing a phone number, right? Or adding a family member. These are the small things that's going to stick with the customers and potentially increase that revenue opportunity, right? They're going to have a longer loyalty with your business, feel more inclined to buy more services or more parts. Definitely see empowerment as a big trend. I also see, you know, increased focus on aftermarket parts and service. You mentioned there, you know, doing quotes on site. I think that's definitely part of it. Being able to upsell a little bit, cross sell a little bit, right? But also focusing on aftermarket parts. A lot of vendors, a lot of manufacturers nowadays, they support aftermarket equipment, and it's still covered under warranty. Being able to have that selection for your customers, they start to feel a little bit more empowered in making selections, right? They're not restricted to only buying equipment and services from the manufacturer vendor. They can have that selection and choice and freedom to select other pieces, right? And I think there is a big efficiency in this, right? As a manufacturer, you don't always have to be on top of your operating assets. You get to allow a little bit more flexibility in the ecosystem for other vendors to come in and to take up some of those services, to manufacture some of those parts, and take a little bit of that burden off you so you can continue to grow your customer base and deliver quality service while still allowing for your ecosystem of vendors and partners to grow. What do you think about that trend, Peter?
No, absolutely, right? I think that there's a big factor, and I think Eric talked to it really well on the last episode with respect to like aftermarket parts and service. And I think that, I think we're going to talk a lot about efficiency whenever we have conversations like this, because that's a great way of helping to grow in any industry realistically. But I think understanding how your assets operate and how to improve that efficiency and be able to, again, empower the customer to make decisions for themselves as well is a big factor, 100%. I absolutely agree. I
Great. And
think,
I think, go ahead.
yeah, no, I was just gonna say, I think that there's like, and he called this out as well, but I think that there's a big factor that we have to consider as well, which is talking about the difference between being reactive and proactive in an industry.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that part of, oh, I think that part of it is that when you look at thing when you look at the industry, being reactive is going to cost more always. And there's a number of reasons for that. But and so always the goal is to become proactive. And that means that you need to get access to any tools that are available to you. And it's a big ticket item right now, but AI is definitely helpful, and it's only going to get more helpful in that area. And I can see the smile on your face. I don't want to steal any of your thunder. I know you're a big AI guy, so do you have anything to say on that?
No, I think, I mean, you stole the words right out of my mouth. First of all, being proactive is so important rather than being in a reactionary type of business operations. AI, I think AI is just going to help discern, right? Who do you want to target as your customer audience? What kind of services do you want to be proactive around? Talking about revenue solutions, I think contracts, they're such a big thing. I mean, there's contract management systems out there building a service contract model, incorporating that as part of your sales, as part of your sales support, your operations. I think that's how we really get to this paradigm shift of being proactive through the use of these service contracts and really allowing your revenue solutions to operate these service contracts, do the billing, do the invoicing, remind people, remind your own workforce that, you have quarterly inspections, or you have, these exclusive parts under additional warranty because of that service contract. Would love to hear if you see anything else, Peter, in this proactive nature that can benefit an organization.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I think that there's going to be a big push towards harder selling towards extending warranties and service contracts, like you called out, right? Being able to lock down an awareness of how often we're going to be doing things, knowing that we're being paid for certain levels of work. And so that allows the customer to feel more comfortable and better taken care of. And when you do show up to do the work, they're not really paying for it at the moment, and that feels a little bit better as well, right? That they're taking care of their equipment proactively on their end as well. I think that especially with a lot of like reporting tools and data visualization getting even more important, we're gonna start to see better visualization into what a return on investment like from things like this look like, and that'll allow for companies and by extension sellers and different and technicians potentially to be able to take advantage of though that knowledge and start to target specific areas. Absolutely.
No, love to hear it. So I think that's a good place to wrap up this episode on trends. And that also concludes our first arc of the year, which is really around monetizing your field service organization with revenue solutions. Just to recap this episode, we talked a lot about empowering your staff to sell, focusing on aftermarket parts and service, and just really that synergy between your field service management solution and your revenue solution. I want to thank Peter as well as Eric for appearing on our last episode. On our next arc, we will actually be exploring the perspective on artificial intelligence, unveiling its impact and its business transformation capabilities. Again, we want to ask everyone to subscribe for email reminders, follow our LinkedIn page, visit our dApps website, and contact us at any time for any sort of sales engagement or custom demos. We thank you again for listening in on this episode and our first arc of the year. We're wishing everyone a wonderful day. Thank you. Take care.